Artist and photographer William Arnold embarked on an odyssey from Cornwall to the Isle of Lewis, covering 1,700 miles to preserve a distinctive double-door phone box. In an era where technology evolves rapidly, William's journey was more than just an act of homage to bygone communication tools. It was a calculated effort to comply with Ofcom's regulation, requiring a minimum of 52 annual calls to keep the payphone operational. For rural communities on the Isle, where mobile signals can be intermittent, maintaining such phone boxes is crucial for safety and communication. William's affinity for these phone boxes began unexpectedly during a previous expedition to the island for a photographic project. Encountering an unexpectedly pristine yet non-working phone booth piqued his interest and concern, realizing the consequential void left if such facilities were discontinued. The experience propelled him into a more profound exploration of these structures as essential community resources rather than mere retro artifacts. The phone kiosk in Ynacleed is singular, believed to be the last functional double-door type in the UK, specifically adapted to battle the fierce island gales. William meticulously planned his undertaking, armed with approximately 36 pounds in small change, with 52 calls made to supporters of his crowdfunded effort as a testament to the feasibility and importance of retaining such infrastructure. Each call served not only as a lifeline to the device's continued existence, but also as a reaffirmation of the communal and practical utility of these structures. Despite facing inclement weather conditions and the arduous task of making calls, William's commitment underscored a broader narrative about the preservation of public infrastructure. From cold feet to raging winds threatening to drown out conversations, the challenges mirrored the adversities faced by rural communities relying on these phone boxes. His dedication exudes a poignant reminder that while digital advances burgeon, smaller communities cling to valuable vestiges of such technological lifelines amidst technological progress. As BT continues its downsizing of public payphones across the UK to redirect resources towards burgeoning digital infrastructures, William's project brings to light the delicate balance between progress and heritage. His interaction with legislative and local entities aims not only at safeguarding these remnants of the past, but also at highlighting their unyielded relevance. The journey portrays a fascinating juxtaposition of nostalgia against modernity, echoing the necessity to retain the tangible roots of communication in an increasingly intangible world.